BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from London Radio Television Station.
BTV News. BTV with news update broadcast on FM radio frequency 97.99 MHz from London Radio Television Station.
Good evening and welcome to BTV News.
On the afternoon of June the 25th, the Standing Committee of the Provincial People's Council held a conference to review and assess the organization and activities of the Council since the beginning of the 2021 to 2026 term. The session was chaired by Mr. Ho Kwok-yung, Secretary of the Provincial Party Committee and Chairman of the Provincial People's Council, along with Vice Chairpersons Mr. Đoàn Văn Phi and Ms. Huỳnh Thúy Vân. Since the start of the term, the Provincial People's Council has seen positive developments. Operations have been continuously renewed, with an emphasis on improving both the quality and effectiveness of council activities. The Standing Committee, in collaboration with the Provincial People's Committee and the Vietnam Fatherland France Provincial Charter, successfully organized 25 council sessions. The session resulted in the adoption of 587 resolutions, forming a legal foundation for the provincial administration to implement socio-economic development initiatives, safeguard social welfare, national defense, public security, and improve the quality of life for local residents. During the term, the Council also enhanced its citizen engagement efforts. 11 public meetings were organized, allowing provincial leaders to meet with voters outside their constituency to better understand and promptly address pressing public concerns. On this occasion, the Provincial People's Committee presented certificates of merit to 30 individuals in recognition of their outstanding contributions to the work of the People's Council during the current term.
On the afternoon of June the 25th, the Department of Agriculture and Environment of Benin held a meeting of the Provincial Council for the evaluating and ranking of products under the One Commune, One Product, or COP, program for 2025. According to the evaluation, 15 products from 3 producers based in Hoài An District and the towns of An Nhơn and Hoài Nhơn basically met the eligibility criteria. Among them, IPP Sajichan Stock Company, Hoài Nhơn Town, submitted 13 products. Bidir Hoàng Long Limited Company submitted 1 product, and Ân Tín Agricultural Cooperative submitted 1 product. The Council recommended that the Provincial New Rural Coordination Office submit to the Provincial People's Committee a decision to approve the evaluation results and issue 4-star OCOP certificates to the 15 products that scored between 74 and under 55 points. For products scoring 90 points or more, the Council proposed that the Provincial People's Committee approve and complete dossiers for submissions to the central government for evaluation and potential recognition as 5-star national co-op products.
On the morning of June the 26th, volunteer youth teams launched the second phase of the supporting exam season program at on 47 high school graduation exam sites across Bindan province. This year programs include several new initiatives. In the lead up to the National High School Graduation Exam, local youth union and association hosted live stream question and answer session on the Tuổi Trẻ Bình Định social media page to advise students. They also organized networking event, share experiences, and offer practical life skill education. In addition, the campaign introduced students to reliable online study platforms and published review videos to help them prepare for the exam. Several digital learning tools were also promoted to enhance access to educational resources. The second phase of the program runs from June the 23rd through the end of the month. A total of 47 volunteer teams with over 600 young participants have been deployed across the province. At its exam site, organizers have provided motorbikes to assist candidates and their families when needed. The program also collaborates with local authorities, healthcare units, and universities to prepare response plans for emergency, including extreme weather, health issues, or traffic incidents. Supporting exam season program is an opportunity for young people, especially youth union members and students, to demonstrate their volunteer spirit by providing practical support to candidates and their families, contributing to the smooth and successful organization of the 2025 National High School Graduation Exam.
On June the 25th, the Benin Provincial Literature and Arts Association held a closing ceremony and awards presentation for the 2024-2025 Provincial Poetry and Short Story Contests. The results included 1 first prize, 2 second prizes, 3 third prizes, and 5 consolidation prizes in each category. The contest ran from April 2024 to February 2025, attracting 1,037 poems and 205 short stories submitted by 313 authors. Among them were 49 authors from Benin and 264 authors from other provinces, including Hanoi, Lao Cai, Lạng Sơn, Quảng Ninh, and Thanh Hóa. Organized by the Provincial Literature and Arts Association, the contest aimed to promote and disseminate the Benin Provincial Party Committee's action programs in implementing the 20th Provincial Party Congress Resolution 2020-2025 term and the 13th National Party Congress Resolution. It also served to review 50 years of Vietnamese literature and arts since national reunification, while encouraging the creation of works with artistic and ideological value that reflects the country, its people, and the spirit of Benin homeland. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.